From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition of CSJP in 5, we head to Greater Brownstown in Kingston. The Citizen Security and Justice Program has been strengthening the capacity of community-based organizations as part of its mandate to reduce crime and violence in volatile communities across the island. So, in addition to its vocational skills training, scholarship programs, internships, and job placements, the CSJP team has also been providing training and other support for these CBOs. This is part of the CSJP's goal of building strong community organizations, which will push for the continued development of their communities. One community-based organization in Greater Brownstown, Kingston, has been making great strides. We're talking about the Newton Police Youth Club, established in 2011. Already, the club has a number of achievements under its belt. It has been recognized as the best new youth club in East Kingston, the most disciplined and vibrant club, and has also been hailed as a model club for others to emulate. The Newton Police Youth Club has organized a weekly junior homework program and math class.
They're really active in the community in terms of they will assist in going to Golden Age home, they walk around in the community, collect clothing, take them to them. They've been really active in terms of getting the youth involved in something other than picking. They would have games night, whether dancing or just activities.
That's CSJP Assistant Community Action Officer for Greater Brownstown, Nikisha Jackson. The youth club recently staged a drama production in the community, which has received excellent reviews. The club's vice president, Delmar Crawford, wrote and directed the play titled Don't Bring Me Roses.
I just write the script, but without the cast, it's just nothing. Well, the actors are from the community, and they are part of our youth club, which makes us proud, you know, because most of them aren't even in school, and they have something that they can do with pride.
The club will also be staging its first annual fun day April 5 at the Vauxhall High School. Newton Police Youth Club President Clarence Ennis tells us more.
It's an all-inclusive fun day, and for the first time in Kingston East, we are including track and field in our fun day. So it's a football, a netball, the volleyball, and also we're introducing cheerleading. And then now we would have the track and field, which is our special event. The total cost now for the fun day is $1,000. And we're expecting a grand turnout. Teams from Mandeville and Montego Bay and Ochi. We're expecting them to come in.
All are invited to the event, guaranteed to be good fun. And by participating, you'll actually be supporting the club's outreach efforts.
Both the drama production and our fun day, all the proceeds will be going to our scholarship fund that the club has initiated. For the last 2 years, we have been trying to enable members of our club to get into high school and to get into tertiary education. And we also did donations to the Bethlehem Children Home, the Redis Children Home, and the Golden Age Children Home. You know, all these funds collated together, pooled into that coffer and disseminated them.
With strong community-based organizations, such as the Newton Police Youth Club, the Citizen Security and Justice Program is well on its way to leaving a lasting legacy in the country's most vulnerable communities. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.